fleeting glimpses of things seen through a veil, darkly. Do we understand the meaning of these visions of life? Why we are here and how little of our existence we truly understand? Tonight we will talk of these things on The Other Side.
Welcome to The Other Side. I'm Jim Harold, and so glad to be with you once again. I wanted to tell you a little bit of what's going on in our app development efforts. I just had another meeting with the developers this week, and our hope is to get you a new Jim Harold app in July of this year. That's the plan. So if you had the old app, Jim Harold Central, you can go ahead and delete that off your device. It's no longer working. Once we parted ways with the previous developer, it stopped working. So that's just kind of the way it goes. The good news is you could still listen to the Plus Club shows. You're obviously listening to this one directly at the site, jimharold.net. And via your podcatcher app, if you use that personalized RSS, so you can still listen to the Plus shows. And of course, the free shows everywhere else you've ever listened. It's just the Jim Harold Central app is no longer active, but soon to be replaced by something that's way, way better. And my main goal in that was making a one-stop shop where Plus Club members could easily listen to the free and the Plus content. And that is underway. And again, we hope to get that to you sometime in July. So anyhow, please stay tuned for that. And stay tuned for this interview, Lisa Kay on Intuition on Demand on The Other Side. And something that has always interested me is this idea of intuition, because I think we have it. I know times in my life where I followed my gut instinct and yep, it worked out just fine. I can't remember a lot of times when I followed my gut instinct and it steered me wrong. On the other hand, I can remember plenty of times when I didn't listen to that gut instinct and things turned out how I thought they were going to turn out, not so well. So we've got a great guest to talk about intuition. In fact, we're going to talk about Intuition on Demand. It is the title of the new book by Lisa Kay, PhD. It is Intuition on Demand, a step-by-step guide to powerful intuition that you can trust. Lisa Kay is a teacher, author, and speaker specializing in intuition. She is creator of Developing Your Intuition, where she teaches others how to control their intuition so they can use it when they want and on what they want. She is an intuition expert and has taught people in workshops and seminars, both online and in person. She's been on various radio shows, online media. She guest speaks, and she has her own popular radio show, Between Heaven and Earth. She holds numerous degrees from places like Columbia University and the University of Metaphysical Sciences, where she has a PhD. We're so glad to have her with us. Lisa Kay, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I'm so happy to be here with you.
So in the intro, I talked about my gut instinct, and sometimes I kind of joke when we're talking to different people who are really in touch, psychics and so forth, and I say I'm about as sensitive as a board. But however, I think that's a little over-exaggeration, because I can remember, and I bet most people listening can remember those gut instincts that they followed and the ones they didn't follow and how it turned out. Is there something to that?
Oh, I think absolutely. I think we're all born with intuition, with our gut instinct. It's just that we haven't really paid attention or developed it. I think that's really the key. It's like any other skill that you or I have learned, like learning how to read. I like to make that as an analogy where, nobody around you knew how to read, but this one person, and they were able to come up one day and look at these funny scribbles on a piece of paper and tell you what it said. You go, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Well, it's just because you haven't developed it. Everybody knows how to read now. And, and I think it's something that we're all born with.
Now, here's a question for you. When we talk about intuition, it's always been kind of my guess and my thought that we all have it at some level. I mean, most of us, unless you have some kind of physical challenge or something, we could all play basketball. But there are only a few mm-hmm. LeBron Jameses and Kevin Durants. I'll use that example because they're in the news recently. Mm-hmm. And I'm from Cleveland, so go LeBron. But anyway, my point is everybody can do it to some extent, but there are people that are really superstars. Is that true, or is everybody basically equal starting out and we can develop it as far as we're willing to stretch it?
Well, I think it's more what you're saying is we can develop it as far as we're willing to stretch or how far we're willing to go. I think in general, most people don't either try to develop it or they don't know how. And while you may have the superstars out there who probably are doing it just naturally, and that's why they seem so amazing at it, a lot of people haven't actually tried to develop it. And there's a lot of reasons around that. And some of the reasons are that people believe that it's only special people can do this. They believe that their intuition is random and that they don't have control over it. And those are all actually myths, that you can develop it. I started out thinking, you know, I think just like you, I didn't think I was intuitive at all. I thought intuition was the most awesome thing on earth. And, you know, even at a young age, I tried to become more intuitive. So I would, you know, play with the ESP cards, and I would get them all wrong. And I thought, geez, you know, I'm not intuitive. I'm not psychic. But I was so fascinated with it. I wanted to study it. And so I did. And I come from a background of being just highly inquisitive. And I'm just a perpetual student because I want to know how the world works. That's why I studied science and engineering. Mm-hmm. If I understand how the world works, then I'll be able to live a better life. Well, science only went so far. It didn't go into it didn't explain intuition too well. And even studying I have another degree in psychobiology, which is the biological side of psychology, and that didn't really explain it too well. So I started to study metaphysics. And through that, the only way you could do it is start to learn how to be, I would term a, you know, psychic. And I believe that, you know, as you develop your intuitive skills, you can become psychic. Well, long story short, I became a sold out intuitive reader, which shocked me because I was like, oh my gosh, it's not only is it working, but I can help other people, but people are getting some incredible information that I don't know how I knew that, but it was through the techniques and through the intuition development that I became highly intuitive, and I would say even psychic. So it's something we all can do, and it's a matter of, you know, let's go try it. Let's go develop it and see how far we can go. You know, a lot of people go out there, I think you used the sports as an analogy. We all might not be a Federer or a Nadal tennis player, but right. There are a lot of people that go out there and play tennis really well. Right.
Yeah, that is a great analogy. So, but let's get back to the topic of intuition. Since we're going to talk about intuition on demand, maybe define what is intuition, because we throw the word around, but maybe some of us lay people like me are misusing it. What is intuition in your view?
Very good. Intuition, by definition, is knowing without knowing how you know it. So it's information that comes to us. We don't know where it comes from. It can seem either telepathic or prophetic, or it could be just knowing things that there's no way, it seems like, I don't know where it came from. Now, the question is, where does that information come from? And I believe it can come from many different places, and ultimately it doesn't matter. It could either come from your higher self, your inner voice, your wiser self. It could be outside of you, your angels, your spirit guides, or universal consciousness. But ultimately, it doesn't matter where exactly it comes from, as long as it's useful to you and you're getting this information that's telling you the right way to go. It's telling you what's going to happen. It's telling you what other people are thinking and what's the best way to act or do something. So that's what intuition is. It is that ability that we have of knowing without knowing how we know it. And the information comes to us. And if you develop it, you can become super intuitive and what some people would term psychic.
So you talk about intuition on demand and making intuition tangible and why this works. How did you discover this?
Well, it started out again, you know, where I wanted to study intuition and I wanted to see, I figured, you know, let me go out and do, just study every aspect of it. I studied the science aspect of it. I studied the psychobiology side. And then I studied the metaphysical side and the psychic side of it. And I became a sold out reader. And then one day it saved my life. And I realized, wow, this is not something I should keep to myself. If I learn how to be intuitive from not being intuitive at all to having it save my life, then I want to go out and help other people do this too and be able to, and it may or may not save your life, but it might be something that can help your life so that you make the best choices, so that you know which way to go. And you don't need to go find someone else to get you the answer. You could do it yourself. So that's, would you like to hear the story of how it saved my life?
I would love to hear that.
Okay. So it was during the summer and I got the flu, and what I thought was the flu, and I was, had a low grade fever. But the weird thing was, is that I would get these bouts of, my heart racing, and I feel like I was going to pass out and while I was lying down. And I thought that was really weird. And one day it happened so bad that I couldn't stop shaking. So I thought, well, I got to go, you know, I got help. I went to the ER and the doctors there took blood and they said, well, you've got bacteria in your blood, but you're not shaking anymore. Go home, take some antibiotics. You'll be fine. Mm-hmm. And so I did, like, you know, and then, it kept happening. It didn't go away. And it happened so bad that my hands turned white and I thought I was just going to, you know, I couldn't breathe and my heart was just going crazy. And I went back, to the hospital and they said, oh, you know, that's, you're okay. You're not, it went away. You know, just go home. You're just, there's nothing wrong with you. You have to keep taking your antibiotics. And so I said, but wait a minute, what about this part where I'm my heart's pounding and I can't breathe and I feel like I'm going to pass out. And they said, oh, that's fear. You were hyperventilating. I said, I don't think so. I really don't. I think it's something worse, but they didn't want to listen to me. And I tried to find other doctors to help and they wouldn't, nobody, I couldn't get anybody. It was over the weekend. Someone else. And, my intuition, I said, I got to get help. What do? I turned to my intuition and I was guided to pick a book off my shelf, which was How to Pick the Best Pediatrician, which was really weird. But I thought, all right, I'll follow my intuition and I'll read it anyway. So I was reading it and the word pediatrician kept popping up. And I thought to myself, oh, wait a minute, my pediatrician is a friend. And even though it's Sunday, maybe he's around, like he could help me. So I call him up and long story short, he says, I know exactly what you need. You need an infectious disease specialist. I know when. He will see you tomorrow. You really need to go tomorrow. And he got me the appointment and the doctor did some more tests and he discovered that I had a heart infection and he put me in the hospital and I got intravenous antibiotics. And, So apparently I was going into sepsis, which is a really bad, bad thing.
Oh, yeah. That'll
and
kill
with
you
heart
real
infections,
quick.
And heart infections apparently are very insidious. A lot of people who are younger who get it, you know, it's very risky for them because people don't expect them to have it. And that's what I had. And had I not gotten a doctor right away, it would have been really, really, really bad. And I'm just, you know, I might not be here to talk to you. So that was pretty stunning to me. So I went from not being intuitive, being terrible at these ESP cards and not feeling like I was intuitive at all to developing it to the point where, hey, you know, it works. So I started to go out and teach other people. And soon I would go out and speak and people would come back and tell me, immediately they had results. They said, right after your talk, I used it right away on my way home, and I was getting I got these amazing intuitive messages, and you know, and they turned out to be true. They could predict when their train was coming in to the minute. They could, they knew which road to take that would be better for them in terms of, predicting what was best. So they were giving me this reaction to what I was teaching them in such a positive way that I thought, I got to go out and teach this. I got to go out and show people how to do it. And I started out with a small group, and it grew. And having so much success with it, I started to teach, and I was teaching classes on the weekend and teaching online. And I see people, student after student, having success after success. And it's exciting. And that's what I want to do. I want people to live a better life. Use your intuition. You don't need to talk to somebody else.
Now, here's a question for you. And then I want to get into how you train yourself. But I have this question first because it happened to me. Mm-hmm. Several months ago, and I'm not even going to say in what area of my life, I had a decision to make. Luckily, everything's worked out, but this was probably, I would say, October, November of last year. And I had a decision. And my gut told me, don't do this. And I didn't trust my gut, and I did it. And, I had to, reverse that decision, a few weeks ago. Now, luckily, it was nothing that had long-term consequences. You know, it delayed some things that I wanted to do, but I stopped it before it caused any long-term damage or anything like that. But I had this decision, and I knew when I made the decision, I said, I'm going to regret this. And I did end up regretting it. And again, it was nothing horrible. I don't want anybody to think it was anything horrible, but it was just one of the decisions.
You're lucky.
In life. So anyway, how do we know our gut is right? Because sometimes you're like, I'm just, because some people say, go with your first instinct. Other people will say, you got to think things out. And then the thing is that if your gut is telling you something, how do you know your gut's right? How do you know to trust your gut? Or do you always trust your gut?
That's a great question. Everybody asks me that question. Well, there are a couple answers to that. The first thing is you have to know how your intuition talks to you. And intuition talks to everybody in a similar way. There are characteristics to it. And one of the reasons why we don't recognize it is because we think intuition's like the movies, and that, people are getting all this download of all this information, and they're speaking, they're telling you the whole story, this long narrative, and that's not how intuition works. So some of the characteristics of intuition is it's brief, it's symbolic, it might show you a picture or a color, and it might flash at you, and it's not going to tell you the whole thing at once. So you have to go, and that's part of the technique that I teach people, is how do you get more information from these little pieces? And part of the technique is to go back and get your intuition to be triggered so it gives you more information. So if you have that feeling that I feel uncomfortable, well, ask your intuition, why are you showing me this? What is it that is, why am I feeling uncomfortable? What are you telling me? And you might get a flash of a face. Maybe it's someone you're working with. And it's like, okay, I have this uncomfortable feeling and I see this face. And you go back again and you ask intuition, what is the relationship between the feeling and this face? And it might be a feeling that you might get a word. It might be anger. And as you put these together, you could ask another question. Okay, so I've got these three pieces. Give me another piece of information. So is this person angry? Is he angry at, what is it? Is the anger about? And they may show you, you might get a flash of the future where you're sitting together in a meeting together and you can't come to an agreement. That becomes a flash of an understanding. We're not agreeing. So that now you get it. Now you understand. You put all the pieces together. Okay, I'm feeling uncomfortable. My intuition is telling me it's something about this person and something about us not being able to agree in the future. Does that make sense to you, Jim?
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
So that's the technique. That's how you can work with it. So there are a couple things: understanding the characteristics of your intuition, having a technique to apply to get more information from your intuition, which is what I teach in the book, and what's the core of my teaching: how to develop your intuition. Then the last, I'm going to add one more. This is the cherry on top. The most important thing, and I don't know if you're going to guess this, unless you read the book, is you have to practice. You got to do it a lot. And that's just like any skill. We were talking about tennis or baseball. You know, if you really want to serve an ace, you got to practice serving, right? If you really want to know when your intuition's talking to you, you got to practice.
Now, when you practice, you probably would seem to, first of all, we all have more little decisions in our life than big decisions. And I think, and you tell me if I'm wrong, I'm assuming people call on their gut when they have a big decision. They're like, you know, that's when they would want to turn this on, but they never think about it for the little decisions, I would think. Is that true?
Great point.
And should they start using intuition on the little decisions so they'll be ready for the big decisions?
That's a great point. That's a huge one. People think, I learned the technique. Now let me go to use it on a big decision, and then they fail, or they get so emotional. Usually they get too emotional. They have a lot of fear, or they second guess, and that really squashes your intuition. So you really do have to practice on a lot of little things, because then it's going to build your confidence. You're going to go, oh, I keep getting it right. I know how it feels. And then when you have to use it on a big decision, you can, because you know what it feels like. You know when it comes to you because you've experienced it before. And then the other thing is that what I talk about in the book is I have what I call intuition tools. So when you have to use it on a big decision, it's a way to trigger your intuition so that your ego doesn't get in the way, your fear doesn't get in the way. It's a way of getting information from your intuition such that you're, so I'll give you an example. I know you're probably asking, what is a tool? So see if I can make this short. I was flying back from Phoenix and there was huge, so I was going through Dallas and there were these huge thunderstorms, which was making all the flights delayed. And they said, well, your flight might be delayed or it might be canceled. You can take this flight through Los Angeles and go back. I live in New York, go back to New York, which would get you back home at, you know, 2 a.m. instead of 7 in the, seven in the evening, but you would get home. And I was like, oh, I have to make this decision. I really want to get home. And I was all emotional. And I really, you know, I was like, I knew I couldn't tap into my intuition very easily because fear and emotion squash it. So what I decided to do was I took out the magazine from the airplane chair. They always have the magazines. And in the back, I knew there was a map. And so I opened to the map of the United States and I asked my intuition, which is the best state for me to fly through so I can get home on time or get home, at least get home, because I was afraid they might cancel my current flight. And as I looked at the states and looked at the cities, Dallas, with the thunderstorms, looked darker to me. It looked a little darker to me. And my I looked at LA, and then I looked at Dallas. It was a little darker, a little crisper. And that was my intuition telling me, take Dallas. So I decided to chance it, stayed on the plane. They actually delayed us a little longer. And then all of a sudden the plane took off and we got home on time. I was like so happy that worked. So that was a tool. The tool was the map. And I have a whole bunch. I actually have at least 10 tools in the book that you can use to help you. So you got two things, right? The technique and you got the tools, and you can use it for things in your life.
Now, so when we begin with this, I mean, I'm looking here at your intuition toolkit, and you just talked about some tools, using a person's first name, using a photograph or something. So, you know, how do those sessions go with those kind of tools? And I know you talked about some of that just now, but What are some other examples?
Other than the name and the photograph? Or,
right.
Well, one of them is being able to, what we call remote viewing, which is being able to visualize another place where you've never been, and being able to ask your intuition information about a place that you've never been. And you can actually, you know, remote viewing is actually being able to pick up through images what the place looks like and information about it. Let's see, another tool would be being able to go into the future. How do you, and we use a timeline to do that. And you can ask your intuition, okay, show me into the future. Let's go a week into the future. Show me a timeline. Here's every week into the future, what's going to happen. Or let's take a month. So here we are in June. So what's going to show me, you know, let's say your business, if you had a partner, or a relationship, what's my relationship going to be like in July?
Right.
And see that timeline and then go into August and see what pops up at you from your intuition. And then into September. And that's how, you know, that's how people who are highly intuitive or intuitive readers do it. That's how they go into the future. Or they can go into the past, go into someone's past and say, see this timeline of where they were when they were 10 years old, 15 years old, 25 years old, 30. Show me what life was like for them when they were 25. And you're going to get pop-ups. You're going to get pieces of intuitive messages that come to tell you. And it's actually very effective. And you use the cycle, the technique, to get more and more information to build the full picture, the full story.
Now, it amazes me, the idea that you can have a powerful weapon in your spiritual arsenal here that can help you through life. So do you have maybe some examples of how people have used, I mean, you gave us the example of how you saved your life. That's certainly a dramatic one, and the story about the plane and so forth. But do you have stories about people who have maybe used this in their career? Because, boy, if you had spot-on intuition, it would seem to me that would be a, not that you don't have to work hard, you still have to work hard, but knowing when to make that jump to a different company, or knowing when the boss does or doesn't like you, or knowing these different things, boy, that would seem like a leg up, and that kind of thing always fascinates me. So in the career, how can it help you in the career, and maybe some examples?
Well, there, I know of an example where, let's see, I know, like, again, there, I've heard lots of stories where people have had an intuitive feeling, they didn't follow it. I'm in one case, just like you, where, this person actually was partnering with someone and she had this really bad feeling, but, you know, the person had, great credentials, had a great following, doing really well in her business. And so she logicked herself out of it and said, well, you know, that doesn't make any sense why I shouldn't do it. Everything's pointing to doing it. And so she went along and she partnered with this person. Well, it turned out that the person was a narcissist and they became very jealous. And it turned into this really, vitriolic fight, and they had to split. And when they split, Her ex-partner started to put out bad press about her. It was that which is really bad to the media. So that became one of those. Fortunately for you, it wasn't so bad. For this woman, it was really, really not good. And so she said, if I had, you know, that took years for her to dig herself out of. I think, you know, there are stories where, you know, the first one that comes to mind where is Doreen Virtue, where she basically had gotten a message from her angels that, you know, she needed to go and in that direction as opposed to being the psychologist that she was. And she had gotten a strong message to do that, even though she felt it was just like too woo-woo and that she wouldn't, you know, she wouldn't be successful at it. But she followed her intuition and her message, and she's actually one of the you know, she's making gazillions now, millions of doing what she does as an author and a speaker. I have a quick little story for
sure.
You where it's not huge, but it's impactful. So this is what I call I was driving down a parkway. I was coming home on the weekend, and I was in the left lane, and I looked up in my rearview mirror, and I saw this huge black SUV barreling down the road at me, and I realized he wanted to get by me. He wasn't going to stop. And so I thought, okay, let me pull over to the right lane. And in the right lane was a green car. Now I thought, well, should I get in front of the green car or should I get behind the green car? Because it's right there. And I heard, get behind the green car. I was like, Well, I'm almost in front of it. Why not just go in front and then I'll move over? I'm like kind of moving at a good pace. And it said, get behind the green car. And so I did. And 2 seconds later, we went under an overpass, and my husband said, look, on the overpass, it was a speed trap. The police had their guns, the radar guns. That guy zoomed past me, and he got caught. They pulled him over. If I had gotten in front of the green car, what do you think would have happened? I would have gotten the ticket.
Well, you know,
but I knew my intuition. I knew what it sounded like. So I was like, okay, all right, I'll do that. Whatever it is, you know, get behind the green car.
Now, does it feel like, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but does it feel like having a secret superpower?
Yes, it does. It's really great. And you know what? It's more than that. It gives you a sense of comfort, calm, and centeredness that you can face anything. That you know that somebody's got your back, and whether it's your guides, your angels, this universal consciousness, that you can always draw on the right information to help you in whatever you want to do, anything that happens.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Well, I really appreciate it. I mean, this is really fascinating, and I love topics that apply to us all, and this truly applies to us all because. Mm-hmm. I think, and I call it gut instinct, you call it intuition, but I think we all have this to some extent. And if there's a way to amp it up and enhance it, boy, I think that's a great thing for everybody. So the important question here is, Lisa, where can people find the book and connect to everything you do?
Well, if you want to find out about me, you can go to my website, which is my initials, lmk88.com. And you can find out all about me and where to get the book. And the book is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And I hear it's coming out to the bookstores, too, as well. So that's where you get everything about me. I've got free material out there, more blog posts and podcasts and things about intuition that you can learn. And you can also get the book there, lmk88.com.
Well, our guest has been Lisa Kay. The book is Intuition on Demand, a step-by-step guide to powerful intuition you can trust. Lisa, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
And we thank you for tuning in. We hope that your intuition and your gut instinct says, keep listening to the Jim Harrell podcasts. We appreciate you being on the show, and we'll talk to you next time. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.